You're listening to On Design on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind Section D, Monocle 24's dedicated design show. In each episode, we profile a person, survey a place, or unpick an idea that's changing or challenging the design industry today. Covering everything from typography to buildings, the show dedicates a few minutes each week to delving deeper into the past, present, and future of the design world. This week, Monocle's Lisbon correspondent, Trish Lorenz, explores the enduring appeal of azulejos, the decorative tiles that are a mainstay of Portuguese craftsmanship and design.
Early in October, Lisbon's Museum of Art, Architecture and Technology opened to much fanfare. It was heralded as a sign of the city's resurgent cultural scene, and, as with all the best museums, the building itself was an aesthetic statement. Designed by British architect Amanda Levitt, its most striking external feature is its façade, which is clad in 15,000 gleaming, three-dimensional, crackle-glazed tiles. The geometrically precise tiles appear strikingly modern, but they are only a contemporary iteration of a long-standing tradition of Iberian tile craftsmanship. Although not a Portuguese invention, tiles have been used more imaginatively and more consistently in Portugal than almost anywhere else in the world, and they are an important part of the country's vernacular architecture. Called azulejos in Portuguese, they decorate everything from the walls of churches and palaces to the facades of ordinary houses, storefronts, public spaces, and train stations. It's believed that azulejos were introduced to the Iberian Peninsula during the Moorish conquest. But it wasn't until the 16th century when, inspired by the Alhambra in Granada, Portuguese royalty began importing tiles from Spain and commissioning local designs. The first tiles produced in Portugal were geometric in pattern, following Moorish traditions. But by the 17th century, Portuguese tiles had evolved their own style, maximalist and decorative, with Christian motifs and other imagery such as hunting scenes reflecting the taste of the clergy and nobility that ordered them. The passion for tiles and the craftsmanship behind them grew over time. By the 19th century, azulejos were in use across the country. Notwithstanding a burst of popularity during the Art Nouveau period, azulejos fell largely out of fashion in the first half of the 20th century. Then, in the early 1950s, Lisbon began construction of its new metro. It was decided to use azulejos to decorate the interiors of more than 19 stations on the network. Most of the tiles were the work of Portuguese modernist Maria Kyle and featured striking geometric designs. They were perfect for the job. As well as being easy to maintain, their reflective surfaces bounced light around the gloomy stations. If Kyle's work helped revive interest in azulejos, then the 1998 World Expo, which was held in Lisbon, stamped the seal on Portugal's tile renaissance. Storytelling returned to the art, and once again the city's metro system served as a gallery. At Alameda Station, Portuguese artist Costa Pinheiro used images of navigators and ships to reflect Portugal's seafaring history. At Orient, the exit station for the expo site, artists from five continents were given space to create individual works using tiles. Since then, Portugal's renewed passion for the azulejo has endured. The growth in the use of tiles as an artistic medium led to the opening of Raton, a gallery in Lisbon's central Barrio Alto district. According to the gallery's director, Tiago Montepigaru, the main concept of the gallery is to encourage artists to work in a contemporary way with azulejos. Raton collaborates both with Portuguese artists, such as Paulo Ego, whose scene of a phoenix rising from the flames adorns benches in the gardens of the Fronteira Palace, and also with artists from across Europe and as far away as Japan. Architects, too, have continued to embrace azulejos. Portuguese maestro Álvaro César Vieira is famous for featuring tiles in his projects, both in Portugal and abroad. And in Rem Koolhaas's lauded Casa do Música in Porto, an entire room is dedicated to them. Levitt's Museum of Architecture and Technology provides yet another creative update of this centuries-old, characteristically Portuguese building material. Given azulejos' proven adaptability and their enduring appeal, I'm sure it won't be the last.
Our very special thanks to Trish Lorenz there for that report on azulejos. You've been listening to On Design, a Monocle 24 production from the team behind Section D. You can listen to the full half-hour show on Tuesdays at 1900 London time, or download the podcast anytime you like. And remember, if you can't wait, there are always more delights to uncover in the design pages of Monocle magazine. Thanks for listening, and goodbye.